Tip of the week. Always hit record when you start your podcast. We just recorded half an episode, or we just talked through half an episode and didn't hit record. So we are killing it.
Oh, man. Wow. Grade A podcasters right here.
We're the best. No one's better.
This is what happens when I've had like four White Claws, a Buzz Ball, a margarita, and then another White Claw. So I don't know.
What's y'all a Buzz Ball?
There are these like weird little alcoholic balls that are 15% alcohol by volume. They're probably like the size of like my fist, but they're pretty gross tasting, but they do their job.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay. I figured that was a solid beach beverage after I offended the gas station clerk.
Oh, tell me how you offended her.
Him. Yeah. You know, in Texas here, they took away the mask policy or whatever in most places. So I told the dude, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, when I was a bartender, people used to order Guinness floats and they looked disgusting, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and I kept talking. He was like, I like Guinness floats. He like whispered it all like sad. And I was like, sorry, little dude.
Crushed his dreams.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you get for like engrossing.
Okay. Well, I guess since we missed this whole part, I gotta do a cleanup corner because last week I didn't cite my sources because I was trying to hide my place from Amy. So I got most of my information from an article by Karen Linhart, 25 Shocking Chernobyl Facts from factreviewer.com. Another article from Mark Lilanilla.
The fancy name.
Yep. Chernobyl, facts about the nuclear disaster from livescience.com. And an article by Jack Roskopf, 10 horrifying facts about Chernobyl you probably didn't know from WSLS.com.
Yeah, so, I didn't cite my sources either because I didn't realize that was the thing, but most of my sources came from TripAdvisor.
Hey.
Yeah, they keep emailing me and they're like, do you want to go to Cancun? Do you want to do this in Cancun? Like, yes, but no. I guess, I mean, you guys would have loved our episode that we were recording without, or that we were talking about without actually recording.
It was so good. So now we have to make it even better. I bet I can guess what you're covering.
Oh, really? Can you? Okay. Yeah. Do you want me to give you some hints?
Yeah, give me some hints.
Okay.
A really good hint.
It's a city in Florida. It's Miami. Not on the coast. No, not directly on the coast. It's got 100 lakes.
Oh, it's definitely Orlando. 100.
Oh, lakes. Wow. How did you know?
I'm a lake scientist.
There's so many different scientists. Yeah. So my city is Orlando. I guess before I even start, all of my facts are from Tripster, other than Tripster.com, other than the ones that I just knew from going there.
Oh, big brain.
Yeah, you know, kind of a big deal. When I go places, I have to like study all the geography.
Sure.
False.
We got very lost in Spain one time because of how hard she studied the geography.
Okay, but the rest of the trip we did pretty well, and that was mostly for me. I was.
Oh, was it mostly you? Damn.
Mm-hmm. You made me choose all the different train routes.
I don't think I did. I don't think I remember that.
You remember that time we got out of the train on Chateau Rouge?
That was traumatic.
Terrifying. Yeah. But that's a story for another time.
Yes.
You guys just gotta stay tuned, like and subscribe, you know. I don't know how podcasts work.
You want people who like your podcast to like, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts, like, rate, review, wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just used to my like Twitch streaming where you're like, okay, yeah, if you like it, then like and subscribe.
That's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, I don't actually sound like that when I stream. Pretty much just sound like this. Because I don't give a fuck. And, you know, a lot of like, because I'm playing video games and I want to kill people.
Is that your killing people voice?
Maybe.
It's nasally. More
nasally. I'm nasally. Fuck you. Yeah, so my city is Orlando. It is home to Disney World and Universal Studios. I'm sure there's like other junk there, but like those are the two main things.
The main junk that we want you to see.
Yeah, like because I would kill to go to Disney World. I've been to Disneyland and it was like, it was good, but it was a lot smaller than I was expecting. And I hear Disney World is just like huge. Huge.
I heard you like him huge. these jokes are so good.
In Disney World, though, they have a new Star Wars exhibit that I'd like to go to. And I hear it's actually better than the one in Disneyland. So time will tell when I actually get to go there. But it's super expensive. Me and my boyfriend were looking at it to take the offspring there. And it's like for like 4 or 5 days, it was like $4,000.
Ooh.
But I see all these people on like TikTok and they're like, let me do your like Disney vacation. They're like, I got you a trip for like fucking $1,600. I'm like, can y'all do my vacations? Because vacations are hard to plan.
That's my favorite part of the vacation, I think.
Oh, it's something you don't know about Disney World, though, that I didn't tell you. And the reason, so Dylan's an engineer. I'm sure we've went over that. She's a structural engineer.
In training, but, big difference. Don't ask me anything hard.
Oh, whatever. You've been an engineer for like 5 years.
Two, but we're close. Close.
I count your internships because it's pretty much the same thing. But there was a Disney Imagineer while they were building Pirates of the Caribbean, and he died. So they think that his ghost haunts it. So,
how did he die?
It says... It says, sadly, when the Pirates of the Caribbean was being built, an Imagineer named George was killed. Legend has it that his ghost haunts the ride to this day.
Captain George Sparrow.
Yeah.
What a tragedy.
Apparently, though, that's not like... So a lot of people, apparently, when they die, want their ashes spread at Disney World. Oh. And it's such a common phenomenon that Disney World has a cleaning protocol in place for that exact occurrence.
No, so people will fulfill their relatives' like dying wishes, and then they just get cleaned up, like, yeah, in a vacuum. That's terrible.
Yeah, I know. At least, I guess, at least their ashes hit Disney World, but they'll go into a Disney Imagine vacuum.
Ooh, that's my favorite kind of vacuum, actually.
Yeah, so yeah. Good shit. I think if I were to die, which I obviously will one day, I would like to be put on a raft and pushed out to sea, and Dylan here is gonna shoot a flaming arrow.
Yep, we're gonna give her a Viking funeral. I'm gonna really practice my archery starting now.
No, but see, we're gonna put the arrow on a string, so when you miss, you can just reel it back in, light it back on fire, and shoot it again.
What if I just have like a bucket of flaming arrows that I can just pull from, and it's faster than reeling? Your boat's gonna get too far away, and I can only shoot, if it's anything like serving a volleyball, which I feel like they're totally the same thing, it can only go so far.
I don't know about that, but if you have a bucket of flaming arrows, are the arrows already going to be flaming in the bucket?
Oh, yeah. It's
going to be like... So does that mean the arrowhead's pointing up?
You know, I was imagining the tail lit on fire, but I guess it does make more sense to have that the other way around.
Yeah, and then you're going to reach into a bucket of fire. Wait to die for a little bit
so that I can work out the logistics of this.
All the kinks, yeah.
There's going to... I just foiled my whole plan.
Yeah, so Oh, what you guys missed earlier, though, Dylan here, your lovely host, she was telling me how she is a voyeur.
Oh, sorry. Welcome to Two Girls. No, what is it? What's our podcast name?
Two Girls, One Trick.
The podcast. This is your host, Amy Bugs. I'm your other host. So now continue your story. Forgot that whole fucking part.
We're the best at podcasts. We don't record it. We don't introduce ourselves. This is going great.
Yeah, we're killing it, crushing it, nailing it.
Yeah, so if anybody's actually still listening by this point, you guys deserve a medal. Also, yep. What I really needed y'all to know that we talked about earlier before we actually hit the record button is that Dylan and her brother are going to, what did you say, a couple's party? What?
A couple's shower.
I've never heard of that.
But southern wedding thing.
Never heard of that. That's a bougie southern wedding thing. But we would really like, it's like a super, her cousin's wedding is going to be hella bougie because she's marrying this like rich dude. And we really want to take a super redneck gift to her wedding.
Yeah. So we're going to this couple shower and my aunt like went ahead and bought gifts from me and my brother because I think she's worried that we're going to bring something really offensive, something like super redneck, which we would have 100%. And so now that she has foiled our chance to do that, we want the most redneck gift ideas you can think of, and we'll take it to the actual wedding.
I will take a picture, like, with my camo-wrapped redneck gift right in the front and center. Just
oh, yeah. We'll put it on Instagram. So DM us those ideas at Two Girls, One Trek Pod. I think it's Pod.
Yeah.
On Instagram. Think we have a Facebook, we have a website, just we have an email to twogirlsonetrekpod at gmail.com. Yeah, hit us up.
Yeah. So those are all the fun facts that you missed. I'm sure there was other stuff, but y'all know. It is what it is.
We talked about ice skating a little bit.
Oh yeah, when I said Dylan's a voyeur, we probably just left it at that point and y'all are probably like, well, hold on now. Back up in reverse. Yeah, so Dylan was in her apartment complex peeping through people's windows.
I was waiting for my Uber Eats, and I saw ice skating through the window of one of the apartments, and so I started watching it, and it just made me think of, do we have, like, Winter Olympics coming up? What's happening? Why is there ice skating on? Why are people watching it?
How would we have Winter Olympics coming up when the winter's just over?
Mystery.
But the winter just ended.
Look, I'm not an Olympic scientist. Lots of things I'm not a scientist about.
But you are an engineer.
It's a different
in training
thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I love Orlando. It was a great place. I wasn't a fan that it wasn't like directly on the coast. I went there for a giant 4-day comic book convention, so. But
I think that I heard you met a magician there. Did you meet a magician?
I did meet a magician there.
Oh my gosh.
I will tell you guys. So you guys don't know this about me, but I love magicians, magic, anything of that nature. I'm hoping and aspiring to purchase a mermaid tail because I love anything in like the fantasy world.
Oh boy.
And I've been hit on by magicians twice in my life. But the first time was this magician at MegaCon Orlando. I was cosplaying and I work for this speed dating company that goes to comic book conventions across the country. And I was just doing my thing, repping my company, and I walked over and this magician guy was like, "Hey, let me do a trick for you." And I was like, okay, you don't have to twist my arm or anything. And so he gave me a playing card, just a regular ass playing card, I don't know. And he had one. He gave me a Sharpie and told me to write my name on my playing card and fold it up and put it in my glove. And then he did the same thing. He wrote his name on his playing card and folded it up and put it in his mouth. And he did some bibbity bobbity bool shit. And all of a sudden, he fucking pulled the card out of his mouth and it had my name on it, and I and it was my handwriting, and he and I pulled the card out of my glove that he didn't ever fucking touch, and it had his name on it.
Shut with like the in front his door.
Yeah. And so I was just so mesmerized. I was like, oh my God, that like, oh. And he was like, if you liked it, you should, you know, or he was like, oh, you have my card. You should go ahead and write your phone number on it. And I was like, and I was just so mesmerized. I just like wide eyed walked away with his Sharpie. Like, I felt bad, but it was amazing.
Stole his Sharpie. You didn't give him your digits. That dude is impressed.
Nah, he's fine. Yeah, he was obviously knew what he was doing, hitting on girls with his fancy magic tricks. The second time a magician hit on me, I was working at a hotel in Fort Worth, Grapevine, and he came up to me and he was like, do you like magic? And I was like, why do all these magicians like, all right. I was like, yeah, obviously. And he was like, okay. And he like took this Sweet and Low packet and ripped it and just like poured it into his hand over top of the like host stand of the restaurant. And I was like, great, this guy's gonna make a mess. I'm gonna have to clean it up. And he like, he like closed his fist and did some like fancy thing.
Bippity boppity bullshit.
Yeah, bippity boppity bullshit. Opened his hand and the fucking Sweet Low was gone. And I was like hardcore looking at his hand like, does he have a fake thumb or something? But no. He was creepy though, and probably like 40. And I was like,
why do 40 year olds have to be creepy?
I was like 21. Right. And he was, but he wasn't like 40 year olds, y'all are great. But this guy specifically was creepy.
Could have like, been the magic. Not the magician's creepy. No, it creepy, definitely but wasn't the magic. Creepy.
No. I love magicians.
I'm glad
if any of you guys listening have any cool magic tricks, shoot them to me. I want to see. I'm going to be like Dylan and just sit there and watch creepily.
I don't.
Watch people creepily through their windows.
I watched their TV for 1 second. I had to know why. I don't know why, but I saw it.
Obviously, that didn't work out. Yeah, but Orlando, there's not a whole lot about it other than Disney World and Universal Studios. Universal Studios has like Harry Potter World, Transformers Land.
I love. All I want to do is be a Transformer. How can I make that happen?
In the Transformers one, you like go through this. It's like a little car and it takes you through like this 4D theater and you have to help Optimus Prime defeat Megatron. Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked the Harry Potter world where you could like do fancy little magic tricks with their fancy wands and drink butter beer. And I'm totally a Slytherin. Dylan would be a Ravenclaw.
I think I'm offended. I don't know the difference between them. I know Gryffindor's green. Oh, no. Slytherin's green.
Slytherin's green. Yeah. Dylan's... Now, you know what? Dylan might be a Hufflepuff.
Now I feel like I'm more offended.
Nah, there's people who love their Hufflepuff house.
Are there, though?
But you're definitely a Ravenclaw.
Can you describe what a Ravenclaw is like?
Nope, you can Google it.
Okay.
All these lovely Harry Potter listeners, they're going to know.
Ravenclaw.
You're going to Google Ravenclaw it now.
Ravenclaw characteristics.
Mm-hmm. No.
Let's see. Ravenclaw values intelligence, learning, wisdom, and wit. The house mascot is an eagle, and the house colors, colors with a U, are blue and bronze. And that's about it. It sounds like... it sounds like erudite and divergent. So
yeah.
I'll be that one.
See, I wasn't offensive.
No, I'm still offended by the way you said it. I guess I could tell you about a place. You want to hear about a place?
Can I guess where it is?
You can totally guess.
Okay.
Wait, first of all, What is the tallest waterfall in North America?
Is it Yosemite?
It is Yosemite Falls. A couple of minutes ago when we were trying to record this, she said Niagara. So she's learned. All we want you to do on this podcast is learn one fact per episode, and she has learned that fact.
I think the tallest one in the world is Victoria Falls, right?
Oh, I have no idea. No idea.
Okay. Carry on.
I don't think Victoria Falls is that tall. It's like really wide, I think.
Oh, okay.
I think there's one in South America that's super tall, and it might be called Angel Falls, but I also...
Angel Falls in Venezuela via answers.com.
Oh, I'm so good. So good.
In case you guys didn't know, Dylan is a huge fan of waterfalls.
I love them. I do. Okay, so let me tell you about Niagara Falls.
Oh, we're doing Niagara? Okay.
Yeah, you haven't heard anything about it tonight, so I'll tell you.
Let me guess. You just told me.
Sorry. You already knew it. Okay. The first set of facts comes from 9 Facts About Niagara Falls You Didn't Know by Liam McLeod. Oh, here we go. It's the biggest by volume waterfall in North America. Do you know what the flow rate is, Amy?
Oh, no. It's a lot of bathtubs.
It's 1,000,000 bathtubs per minute. There are roughly 500 waterfalls in the world that are taller. Yosemite Falls is the tallest in North America at over 2,400 feet high. The 3 falls that make up Niagara, which are Horseshoe, American, and Bridal Veil, make up the highest flow rate of any waterfall on the planet and could fill an Olympic-sized swimming pool in 1/2 a second. Can you count 1/2 a second? Oh, it's already full. The pool's already full.
You just have to make a high-pitched noise.
In 1876, get off your phone. I can see you texting. You can see it. In 1876, 23-year-old Maria Spelterini was the first woman ever to cross
her last name.
I know. Niagara Gorge on a tightrope.
I feel like she should be a ballerina.
Maybe she is.
But then it makes me think of Casey Ballerini, that chick you made me go see in a fucking...
Ballerini.
Whatever. You made me go see that freaking concert. I liked her weird circus dress. Biscuits and gravy.
Nope, that's Casey Musgraves. You're killing it.
Oh.
You are so good at country artists.
All right, guess I haven't seen Kelsey. No, Kelsey Ballerini was at the rodeo.
Where did we see Casey Musgraves? Was it Billy Bob's?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, so Miss Spelterini, she crossed the gorge 4 times, one of which she was blindfolded.
Because one time wasn't enough. Have to do it 4 times.
Yeah, you might as well risk your life 3 more times. And
maybe
then,
she's just an adrenaline junkie.
If it's not challenging enough, let's cover those eyes.
Yeah, and then next she could have done it on her hands.
Oh, it makes my fingers tingle just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1896, tightrope crossings became illegal.
Womp womp.
Because one person did fall to their death.
It said, illegal just because one person fell to their death.
It said that it was under mysterious circumstances.
Oh.
But I mean.
Somebody's on the other end of the rope shaking it like, yeah, die.
I don't know what other kind of circumstances there could be for someone wanting to cross the gorge on a tightrope. It doesn't make sense. Was tightrope walking a big hobby in the 1800s?
I mean, I think that's back when, circuses and stuff were, way bigger because they didn't have, theater. I don't know, man. I'm just pulling this out of my butt.
This is getting very factual.
That's my best guess, okay?
I like it. In 2012, with permission from both governments, Nick Walinda crossed a gorge near the brink of Horseshoe Falls. According to him, it was the longest unsupported walk in history.
Wow. I want to know what an unsupported as opposed to supported walk is.
Yeah. I could Google it for you and I'll tell you next time.
Okay, thanks.
Like I was supposed to tell you how much a moose weighed this episode and I didn't look that up. I think a horse weighs about 1,000 pounds, though. So
I feel cheated.
Big a moose is compared to a horse. Yeah.
I think meese are way bigger.
Oh, are they? Should I Google it?
I mean, I feel like a Clydesdale horse is pretty big, so maybe a moose is similar to that. I'm not really sure. I'm no equestrian scientist.
Oh, okay. Nice. A male moose can weigh up to 1,500 pounds, which if you think of it, if a horse weighs 1,000 pounds, that's like half a, like 1.5 horses, which is
okay. Yeah. Large. I'm just going to start weighing stuff in how many horses it would be.
Yeah. I always think of cost and like how many dollar cheeseburgers from McDonald's is it? Because is it worth 10 cheeseburgers?
yeah, that's a good one. Clydesdale horse is 2,000 pounds. Sorry.
It's bigger than a moose?
But have you seen Clydesdale horses?
They're big.
They're big old bitches. Continue, though.
This is our podcast where we talk about horses. Horse weights.
Yeah.
Okay, so he carried his passport with him and was required to show it upon arrival in Canada on the other side of the tightrope.
Couldn't he have just been like, hey, Canada, here's my passport. I'm gonna come over on a tightrope.
Hold this for me.
I don't have any pockets because they're not very aerodynamic.
Do you think they stamped his passport?
I would be so upset if they did.
We cannot, for the love of God, get our passport stamped anywhere we go, and it's very disheartening.
We've been to so many countries, and we have like one passport stamp.
I don't know the rules. I don't know when you get a stamp and when you don't. So maybe we...
Yeah, I just pictured our passports to be all like packed full of all these sweet stamps and we could like fondly look back at them and...
Well, we can't help that.
We look all nice and pathetic, so the airport people are like, come on.
Amy has nailed the pathetic face. She can do it so well and I just tag right on along. No shame. Walk up right behind her.
I look all just fucking sad and like tired and they're like, wow, this girl needs a rest.
Amy, did you know that Maid of the Mist is the oldest tourist attraction in North America?
I did not know that. I do know that my dad just went on that.
Oh, I am so jealous. Jefe, I want to go next time.
Yeah, and you know what? I think a good judge if anywhere is actually worth a shit to visit, if my dad's actually gone there and enjoyed it, it probably is good because okay. My dad doesn't take a vacation to save his life.
Did he take any pictures?
Yeah.
Can he send those to us? Can he DM us on Instagram? We'll post his pictures.
I'll see if he'll send them to me.
Perfect. Okay. So if you haven't seen Niagara Falls, run, don't walk, because 50,000 years from now, the 20 miles between the falls and Lake Erie will have eroded away. It's eroding at a rate of 1 foot a year.
Oh, my God. So
don't miss your chance.
Yeah, we better go.
Let's go tomorrow.
Okay.
Is your bag packed?
I'm already booking the ticket as we speak.
Thank you. Okay, do you want to know about the first person to go over the falls?
Yes.
Okay. In 1901, Annie Edson Taylor was the first person to go over the falls. She did it in a barrel. She did it when she was 63 years old, and she did it because she thought she'd get rich.
I want to do that.
Yeah. She survived. She made it. She had a cut on her head and a concussion, but...
I've been punched in the face before and got a concussion. It's not that bad.
Amy, why have you been punched in the face?
In the police academy.
Were you a police officer?
I was for a little bit. Not anymore.
I can't wait to hear all your stories.
But yeah, no, in the police academy, we were like practicing defensive tactics. And there was this one where I was laying on my back and my partner, he was like sitting on my like tummy. And you're supposed to like, you know, get them off of you and get out of it. And they were like, go. And he just punched me in the face immediately. And like... He punched me so hard, my head bounced against the floor. I almost threw up. It was great.
God, did he say sorry? Did you punch him in the nuts?
No, because I'm a good sport. He was like, I'm so sorry. It was just an auto reaction.
This next information comes from an article, The Fools Who Went Over Niagara Falls by Choice, by David Whaley.
Cool. I'll join
from
them.
New Zealand. Yeah. Well, I'll send you over in a bucket or a barrel. Maybe not a yeah, bucket.
Can I at least have a barrel? A bucket might not be enough. I'm kind of thick.
Thicker than a Snickers.
Yeah.
Okay. 16 people have attempted the plunge voluntarily. 2 of those people have tried it twice. Only 5 have died so far. So you may not die.
So we're going to say out of 18 times, 5 people died because 2 people tried it twice.
Math.
So,
math's hard. I don't do math.
I mean, that's pretty good odds. It's like 1/3 of the people died.
You have a 60% chance of making it, kind of close.
Yeah, I'll take those. Okay.
The most amazing survivor was 7-year-old Roger Woodward in 1960, whose boat capsized upstream and dumped him, his sister, and his dad into the river. His sister was rescued just before going over the falls, and sadly, his dad didn't survive going over.
No.
Roger survived the plummet and was rescued by a tourist boat. I think it was actually the mist boat that I just told
made
you
of
about.
The mist. Did they charge him an admission ticket?
I hope not.
Welcome aboard, you little turd. $5.
Before they pulled him out of the water, do you have $5?
Oh no. Okay, keep on.
That was actually our original tip of the week before we realized we weren't recording, was to always make sure you have cash for tips. So
it seems like everywhere you go, everything you do, they want tips.
Naturally.
They like kind of force you into it.
They do. Some places they talk about like how all of their income is from tips, and they talk about it so much that it is uncomfortable. Like, you know what? I would have tipped you more if you hadn't told me this 27 times.
Yeah, exactly.
So this article was written in 2017. A lot has changed since 2017. There's been a global pandemic for one.
What?
So
there has?
Yeah, have you heard about that? Have you heard about coronavirus?
No, what is that?
I think a man tried to eat a bat and everybody got sick. And
Ozzy Osbourne?
No, I think he was in China.
Ozzy Osbourne went international? Oh, wait, he's from Britain. Never mind.
Science. The last person to survive going over was a man who tried to commit suicide by jumping from the edge in 2003. He didn't end up committing suicide. He lived. He made it. And was probably very confused when he came out of the water at the bottom.
Like, is this heaven?
Yeah.
And some, like, old homeless dude pulling him out, like, welcome back.
I'm not going to read all of them, but I will read most of them because I just can't get enough. Charles Stevens tied a 45-kilogram anvil to his barrel and was subsequently torn into pieces at the bottom of the falls. They only found his arm.
Did he want to die?
No, he was trying to make it over and survive. In 1903, Senators baseball player Ed Delahanty went over accidentally after being kicked off of a train and then falling off the train bridge into the river. He didn't make it. George Stathakis and his tortoise, Sunny Boy.
Poor Sunny Boy.
I know. They went over the falls in a barrel. Sunny Boy survived, but
Sunny Boy was like, what in tarnation?
Sunny Boy was like, I've been alive for 150 years and I've seen some shit, but not some shit like this. This is insane. They made it over the falls, but then the barrel got trapped behind the fall. So like the crashing water was pushing it backwards, and he ended up, I think he was trapped for like 18 hours and he suffocated. Turtle didn't.
Turtle. What a badass.
So I guess barrels went out of style. And then a person named Jesse Sharp tried to go over in a kayak. But
that sounds like a really bad idea.
Right? So there are videos of like people going over waterfalls in kayaks. And they're pretty tall and they're really scary. But damn, it's cool when they come out the other side. But they're nowhere near as big as Niagara. They're not a million bathtubs a minute or whatever.
Yeah, I've ridden a kayak And like when we were floating the river that one time, and I did, there was like a tiny, tiny little waterfall, and I was not about to do it.
I went over that one of the waterfalls in a tube and tumped over.
And yeah, that time that you were like absolutely hammered. And that lady was like, oh, who? She said, like, Amy.
Josh, Amy Scott.
Yeah.
I went over this waterfall floating down a river in Texas, and I had been drinking all day, and I think I was asleep on my tube when I went over the waterfall, and I tumped over, and I kind of like stood up and was like, damn, that sucks. And this lady rips me out of the water, and she goes, who are you with? And I was like, Josh, Amy, and Scott. And so she just starts belting at the top of her lungs, Josh, Amy, Scott! Josh, Amy, Scott!
Yeah, me being the like only sober person, I was like, I am an Amy.
No,
that is my Dylan.
Well, at first, Josh walked up and he was like, I'm Josh. And the lady looked at him and she goes, Amy Scott! Amy Scott!
Because I guess he looked like a creep stick.
It was so funny, but I lost my sunglasses.
You lost a lot that day.
Whenever she was standing there yelling for you guys, she was stuffing a granola bar into my mouth. Like she was she was feeding me.
What a mom thing to do.
Yeah, it was really awesome.
She's and I was like, sober just, up, you poor little.
I was so out of it. I was like, I think I just fell off a waterfall, and I think this lady is feeding me a granola bar. Where am I?
So much is happening.
It's all too fast.
Meanwhile, I think I was like downstream a little bit trying to catch all of our items that were floating down the river.
Yeah, they had put, was I tied to an ice chest?
Yes.
I might have been tied to an ice chest so that they didn't totally leave me stranded. They would have at least kept up with me because I had the beer. And so when I went over and flipped, so did the ice chest. So did everything that was in the ice chest, like key.
Yeah, and you know, in case you guys don't remember how I introduced Dylan last time, she likes to fall asleep when she gets drunk. So she's sleeping floating down a river.
It's the best place to sleep. There's nowhere better. It's sunny. It's warm. Sounds of water and very loud country music and hooting and hollering. It's so peaceful.
Yeah, random country dudes pooping in the woods.
Oh.
Texas. Good old Texas.
No Texas. Yeah. What was the last thing I told you? Oh, the kayak person?
The turtle guy. Oh yeah, kayak guy. I'm sorry. I was just so pumped about the turtle surviving.
Sunny boy. His name is Sunny Boy.
Sunny Boy. He's probably still alive to this day, and he looks back on that like, wow, what an idiot.
What a moron. Okay, so the kayak didn't work. So then Robert Overacker tried on a jet ski with a parachute.
I feel like there's too much moisture for a parachute to work.
I feel like you have to be way high for a parachute to open.
Yeah, you said it's only like 100 and something feet, right?
170-ish feet.
And I feel like a jet ski and a person is going to, I guess he's just going to bail off the jet ski.
You know, I don't know what his plan was. He was going to just drive or ride very majestically over the side and I think drop the jet ski and then parachute away into the sunset. Parachute didn't open.
Oh, like I can't even afford a jet ski, let alone just dump one into Niagara and just float away.
Yeah. Did he die? He did die. Do you think he tried that anywhere else before he decided like I'm gonna do Niagra?
Like, absolutely not. He was like, this is a great idea. It goes great in my head every time I play it up there. So I can't believe they let people like go over the falls.
They don't. It's illegal. And if you survive, you can get imprisonment and you get fined a whole lot of money.
Am I going to Canadian prison or America prison?
I guess it depends on if you go over the Canadian falls or the American falls.
I think I'd rather go to Canada prison.
I would agree with you, I think.
But I don't have my passport, so they're gonna send me back over, send me downstream.
you. Okay, so don't do it on a kayak. Don't do it in a jet ski. People have done it in a barrel, but I don't recommend. Definitely don't tie an anvil to your barrel.
Yeah, if you take a turtle, it's going to outlive you.
Turtles make it. Turtles are tough. Matthew Webb, who was the first person to swim the English Channel, I guess decided to go for like a swim at the bottom of the falls. I don't know if he anticipated a million bathtubs a minute coming down on his head.
That's a lot of bathtubs.
Mm-hmm. But he drowned, so that's fair. Oh. Yeah, he didn't think that one out all the way.
You can swim the English Channel, but you can't swim Niagara Falls.
It's like, don't even try. It's not a good idea at all. Not even a little bit.
I'm going to do it.
No, I was like, do you remember the baby waves in Miami? No, you cannot go to Niagara Falls.
I wouldn't even jump off the higher cliff, let alone jump over a waterfall.
Okay, so then Carol Susick, maybe that's how you pronounce it. He did, or she survived a barrel ride over the falls, but then died trying to recreate the stunt in the Houston Astrodome. Think about that. Why?
What's the stunt in the Houston Astrodome?
He jumped from the rafters into a pool, a small pool of water. And I'm sure that it wasn't deep enough. He may have just smashed down. Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Have you seen it? Is it a video?
What an idiot. I mean, I've seen people do similar stuff, and it's like...
I mean, it's not even the same thing, though. It's a giant sports arena. Wikipedia says that an estimated 5,000 bodies were found at the foot of the falls between 1850 and 2011.
How'd they find them?
I guess they just go scoop them up. I have no idea.
Can you scuba dive in the bottom of a waterfall like that?
I'm going to say no. So if you are not into waterfalls, but you're going to go to the city of Niagara Falls, which there's a U.S. one and a Canadian one, I think. Pretty sure. There are weird things that you can see. So there is Nightmare's Fear Factory in Canada that is so spooky, over 150,000 people have gone and not been able to make it all the way through. There's Flying Saucer Restaurant, which is a diner, but it's the shape of a flying saucer, so you can go.
I want to go. I love alien stuff.
Well, I love diners and hash browns, so let's fucking go.
Yes. It's like I went to go see the Marfa Lights, and that was so cool.
Area 51. We should have stormed it. I don't know what we were thinking.
Yeah, if the dude in the fucking bison hat can storm the Capitol.
There's also Screaming Tunnel, which is in Canada also, and it's rumored to be haunted by the ghost of a girl who died under the archway many years ago. So,
does she scream?
Yeah, apparently you can go and hear scream. So let's go.
I'm gonna go there and just scream just to scare people. I'm down though. I'll do anything like that.
Okay. I'll take pictures from the car. If you, I guess, don't want to do, what is it? Maid of the Mist? Is that what it is? Yeah. If you don't want to do Maid of the Mist, you can see the falls from the Whirlpool Aero car, which is it's a cable car that glides across the gorge.
That's kind of cool.
Since 1913. Yeah, it'd be super cool. It's like the one that we did in Switzerland. We went down the mountain on a cable car.
Oh, yeah.
So cool.
See, I'd probably do that cable car and Maid of the Mist.
Dude, I would do it both. Then I'd go for a swim at the bottom like the English Channel guy. And I'll wait for you when you come over the falls.
Okay, are you going to catch me?
Yes, 100%.
Best friends forever.
And okay, so there's a Daredevil exhibit inside the IMAX cinema on the Canadian side. So
Daredevil the superhero, or Daredevil like
all the people who have tried to go over the falls.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so there's pieces of the things that they use to go over in the museum, which I would love to see all that stupid shit that people thought was gonna make it.
That's pretty cool.
And then I think you could go see an IMAX of do you remember I think it was Tornadoes, the IMAX.
I still love IMAX movies.
Dude, me too. Let's go see that.
I've seen the Egypt one, and I think, yeah, there was a Tornado one.
We saw Rogue One and IMAX.
Yeah. Which was terrible, but
I like
it. I love the movie, But I didn't like the IMAX screen because it like stretched the movie all weird.
Do you know that's the point of an IMAX screen?
Yeah, but I didn't like it with an actual movie. IMAX is only good for like, oh, I've seen the underwater one. I like
that. Ooh, that would be so cool. So I've got one more thing to tell you, and it's super cool to me. It kind of relates to the last week's story in a way.
Okay.
So you can also go to Love Canal Containment Zone and look at it. I will explain this to you. It comes from Alice Obscura. So
I'm down for anything that says containment zone.
I know.
Because then I just automatically think of zombies.
Dude, there's 100% zombies here. There have to be. Okay, so Love Canal is a neighborhood in Niagara Falls, New York, that covers 36 square blocks in the southeastern corner of the city. The once idyllic neighborhood sits on 21,000 tons of toxic waste.
Wow.
21,000 tons. In 1953, Hooker Chemical, best name of a company.
I was going to say.
Hooker Chemical sold its former dump site to the Niagara Falls City School District for $1. $1.
Wow.
The sale included a 17-line disclaimer detailing the canal's previous usage, effectively absolving Hooker Chemical of any liability for future problems. The disclaimer recommended sealing off the site as to prevent people or animals from coming into contact with the dumped material. Mm-hmm. So there was a little note in there, like
don't just use a little that. Like post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
Who reads fine print?
The school district ignored this and immediately began construction of a school in 1954. So 1 year later.
Cool.
Almost immediately, toxic waste drums were discovered throughout the site. Despite these early warnings, the city of Niagara Falls continued to build on
the site
for years. Construction of schools and houses compromised the dumps, limited containment measures, and allowed chemical waste to be carried away by rainfall. In 1978, the town was declared a federal health emergency after a study was conducted and revealed that 56% of the children born in Love Canal between 1974 and 78 suffered from at least one birth defect.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Over 800 families were relocated and compensated for their homes.
Ooh. But I wonder, like, how much they compensated them and who had to compensate them.
Probably
the city?
I would think so. They bought the $1 toxic waste site and decided to put a playground on top.
This is a great place for children. Makes me think of a Nuketown in Call of Duty.
Sounds awesome. Let's go there. Trees and gardens turned black. Swimming pools popped out of the ground. Noxious substances pooled in basements. And there was always a faint choking smell. These are all good signs.
Oh, yeah. Like, I live my life with a faint choking smell. Whatever you're into these days, you know?
Yes. So similar to some of the people from last week's episode, despite the many health risks and other dangers, a few residents chose to stay.
Why?
I have no idea.
Like, they're like, these defects aren't bad enough. It's fine.
Also, wildlife has returned to the area and is thriving.
Wow, just like in Chernobyl. Radioactive, but doing well.
So we can totally go see that. I think now a lot of the stuff that was originally there has been torn down and it's surrounded by like a barbed wire fence, but
it'd be so cool if they like weirdly preserved all the like 70s style houses in like their neighborhood, but all weird and deserted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go tour it.
Yeah. We love touring morbid things.
Mm-hmm. So if you're going to go to Niagara Falls, I looked up the hotel with the best view of the falls, and a couple different sites said that it's Embassy Suites Falls View. So stay there. June is the best time to visit. It's not too hot yet, and during the summer months, less water is diverted from the falls, so there's like more water flowing over. It looks more dramatic.
Oh, okay. I am a big fan of drama.
I know you are. I say that about you all the time.
Yeah, it's my middle name. Amy drama bugs.
We have so many questions about that.
I want to go to Niagara, so let's go.
Okay.
When I have a job. I applied to GameStop, so maybe they'll hire me. In the application, it was like, list your video game knowledge, and I was like,
oh, this is the moment you've been waiting for.
I was like, I don't know how to list all of it.
My favorite job ever was working at Sonic, and when I applied at Sonic, it wasn't like, list your knowledge of fast food, so... I love that that is a question.
I actually applied to be the store manager.
Hey, we'll see. I bet you'll get it.
I doubt it.
They're Tesla, Amazon level company now.
Oh yeah. I also applied for Academy Sports and Outdoors, and they haven't called me back.
Right stuff, the right price.
Academy. We'll cut that part out. I applied for like supervisor roles in both of them.
Big dog, you really think you've got the stuff?
I do have the stuff.
Okay.
If I can fight drunk people on the side of a freaking highway, I think I can manage a freaking video game store.
That's how we should probably end the show, with your best drunk fighting naked man story. What do you got?
Oh. Okay. Yeah. So to go ahead and round out this episode, once upon a time in my first couple months of being a police officer, it was like my first like 2 months on my own, maybe, we got a call. It wasn't even my call. It was my partner. She went out there first, but we got this dude who was trying to get into a Dollar General, but they were closed. So he's like pulling on the glass doors, trying to get in, because I guess he wanted to buy some cigarettes. Well, when she gets there, no, it's a Dollar General. Not everything's a dollar. They're just cheaper. Yeah, I know. And so, you know, I was already sent as an assist because it was kind of like a disturbance. And I get there, and this dude is butt naked, wrapped up in a pee-soaked comforter, drunk as fuck, talking to my partner. And like his back was to me, but she was like facing me talking to him. So as I'm walking up, you know, I make that little, you know, hand sign for like drunk, and she like nodded at me. So I was like, cool, obviously this guy's going to jail for public intox. Like, he's obviously naked and causing a scene.
Did
so...
he like walk from his house wearing a comforter?
No, he drove there.
Oh, okay.
Wearing a comforter. And we tried to get him for DWI, but it didn't really stick. Yeah. He had a big old jacked up truck, you know. And so my partner, bless her heart, she's super nice, but like she was like, hey, turn around, put your hands behind your back. He was like, what? And I walked up and I was like, hey, turn around, put your hands behind your back. And he was like, and like goes to push away from this brick wall. So I just like smash him into the wall and like sweep his legs out from under him. He fights for a while. He gets wiener scrapes because, you know, he's and I'm trying to key up and tell people that we're fighting, but like my partner had her radio on like super loud, so the feedback, nobody could hear it. And I finally get out and I'm like, he's fighting, whatever. But my sergeant gets there and we have him handcuffed and we're like sitting on him pretty much. And he was like, oh, I guess you guys are good. Like, yep. Can you just throw him in the car? Because I can't get him from the ground into the car.
And now you're wearing the pee-soaked comforter?
No, that got thrown off, like, immediately. Sure. Yeah, he's not going to hold on to that to fight.
Just bearing it all, letting it all hang out.
Yeah, wiener scrapes for everyone.
He just wanted some cigarettes, man. Like, he wanted some dollar cigarettes. And you scraped his wiener on the ground.
Hey, rude. No shirt, no shoes, no service.
And on that, we are out of here. If you managed to stick through the whole episode, we appreciate you. We want to hear from you, your travel stories, any stories, mostly your redneck gift ideas.
Yeah, so, we promise we'll get our shit together.
Yep. Two girls, one trek. pod@gmail.com, two girls one trek pod on Instagram.
And it'll probably be the same thing on Facebook.
Yeah. So hit us up. Always remember to get out
and get lost.
Bye. You gotta say bye.
Bye-bye.